Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Dr. Bill Duckelberg is with us. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB. He's a professor of economics, former chair of the whole business school at Temple University. And now he's taking it easy and just teaching some of our young charges, his young charges, to be better economists, and which we definitely need more economists. He's our good friend, Bill Duckelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. And we're going to talk about your survey in just a little bit, your index of small business optimism, which Bill has been conducting for a long time now. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But first, Bill, I want to get your thoughts. Can't have you come here without talking to us a little bit about your thoughts on what the Japanese disaster hath wrought for them and for us. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a disaster. That's a good description.
It's a triple whammy disaster.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't imagine a 500-mile-an-hour, 30-foot wall of water, you know?
After the earthquake, before the nuclear meltdown.
Right. Well, you know, that's right. I mean, that's really what did the damage, you know, the earthquake. You know, you see the difference between what happened in Japan versus, say, what it would have happened in Indonesia or some other place where we've had these experiences. It's poverty that kills a lot of people. You know, when your buildings are well built, et cetera, you survive amazing things. And if you're a poor country, you know, everything falls down on everybody, and
right.
You have you know, lots of damage. So, you know, so they've taken a real hit here, and of course we don't know what the implications will be for the nuclear plants. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Right, but Japanese economy was already in a 20-year recession. I mean, a moribund economy like I've never seen in terms of growth in my career. How's it going to handle this?
Yeah, well, I think you know, your point's a good one, and I think you have to think about it this way. Any economy, and we're going to start seeing this, you know, in other countries too. Any country that has no population growth or is shrinking, you know, is not going to have much economic growth, because then the only growth you get is, you know, from productivity. So if you think of having, you know, 100 people in the economy and it never changes or it even shrinks, you don't have a lot of economic growth. You've taken away a big piece of growth, which is our big piece. I mean, we grow every year and create more jobs because we need more haircuts and more car dealers and so on. But if you don't need any more of that, you don't have a lot of growth. So,
right.
So they lost a lot of assets. It's a balance sheet hit. You know, buildings are gone.
Billions and billions, hundreds of
billions. Yeah, and train tracks are gone and things.
Yeah, infrastructure.
But part of the building, of course, one of the reasons our growth has been slow here is that nobody's spending any money on that kind of stuff. And they'll
build
be doing
communities.
That, so.
It's not just infrastructure. Pieces of society are gone. I mean, communities are wiped off the map. I mean, those people are not going to go back day after tomorrow, like after a tornado. They're not going to go back in 6 weeks and rebuild like that. I mean, I'm not saying they won't go back some, but I mean the productivity that was there is lost.
Well, you know, they did lose cities, small cities, and so, but not huge cities. I mean, Tokyo is still functioning once
right.
they get some power.
But overall? I've only got about a minute left. Overall, what do you think is the net impact of this, the best you can see for Japan? And then, how does it affect us?
Well, in the near term, of course, they're going to be struggling to keep things moving along, get things repaired. But they'll have an extra piece of growth now from the rebuilding that they have to do. A lot of new investment, a lot of old stuff will be replaced with new stuff. That's part of economic growth. And so, you know, on the income side, on the growth side, the GDP side, they'll pick up some speed here once they get rolling.
What about us? Why will it affect us? Will it be opportunity to sell them stuff, or will it cause commodities to go up because they'll use a lot of concrete and steel?
Well, they'll use some more concrete and steel, but they'll use, you know, less oil for a while, for example. Yeah. And, yes, we'll definitely be selling them more stuff, since a lot of what they make we also make. And so Caterpillar will sell equipment to them that they need that they used to make.
Who's the big loser? And I don't mean to be crass, but who's the big loser here? Is it the insurance companies? Is it the in terms of the just financial? Is it the people, the company, countries that are going to help Japan? Where's the money going to come from?
Well, I think the big losers are going to be lots of people who lost their personal stuff.
Yeah,
that's not easily insured, et
right.
cetera, et cetera.
Well, and that's understandable. I mean, obviously, that's kind of stipulated, but it's tough, folks. It's unfolding in front of our very eyes. It's the most amazing, as horrible as it is, it's still an amazing story. It's unfolding in front of us as we speak. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.